You're listening to SBS News.
Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Rourke. Australia has been assured Indonesia won't allow Russian aircraft on its bases. Military publication Jane's has reported Moscow was seeking permission from Jakarta for Russian Aerospace Forces aircraft to be based at Biak Numfor, about 1,400 kilometres from Australia's mainland. Defence Minister Richard Marles has told Channel 9 he trusts Indonesia despite their diplomatic ties with Russia.
I do trust Indonesia, but Indonesia has been a non-aligned country for decades. Mm. They do have relationships with other countries around the world, which they've had for decades, again, which Peter Dutton knows. So there's no news in that. What's important, though, is that our relationship, our bilateral relationship with Indonesia is in a place today that is as good as it has ever been.
A federal judge has asked Trump administration officials to explain why they've not yet brought back a man they wrongly deported to El Salvador. Kilmer Albrego Garcia had been shielded from deportation since a 2019 court ruling. White House advisers insist the man is a gang member and cannot be repatriated back to the US, despite the Supreme Court ordering his return. But the man's wife, Jennifer Vasquez Sura, says her husband has done nothing wrong.
Kilmer needs to come home, and it's time we see how exact this will be fulfilled. Enough is enough.
Port Adelaide forward Willie Rioli has been granted leave after facing a backlash for his social media comments. Rioli had posted a video on Instagram showing him scoring a goal against Hawthorn with a caption saying he hated the club because it had mistreated his family. His cousin Cyril Rioli and other former Hawthorn Indigenous players settled a federal court case with the club last year over racism claims. AFL Players Association Chief Paul Marsh has called the backlash racist and homophobic. Labor has announced it will provide funding to the group Turbans for Australia, which has become famous for its work providing emergency relief across Australia. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says the $1.6 million will go towards building a community kitchen and a multicultural support centre in Adelaide. She says the group of Sikh volunteers have provided vital support to people facing floods, fires and the pandemic.
We're a country which welcomes people from some 300 ancestries and together we build the Australian community with all of that diversity and vibrance, with all of the values that we care about, inclusion, diversity and strength in that diversity. And we work together in hard times as well as in good times.
Researchers have received a multi-million dollar grant to develop personalised cancer treatments for rare cancers. The joint project between Macquarie University and the Australian Cancer Research Foundation will print cancer cells in 3D and use artificial intelligence software to analyse them. The researchers say they want to determine why some cancers do not respond to treatment as expected. A powerful tropical cyclone has formed in waters off Australia's west coast. Meteorologists are predicting the Category 2 Cyclone Errol will turn towards the mainland within days. Cyclones are given categories based on their average maximum wind speed, with one being the weakest and five the strongest. Anti-violence advocates are convening a national online forum tonight on family and domestic violence. The forum is being organised amid concern politicians are yet to prioritise the issue during this federal election campaign. Premier Chris Minns has said the government should do everything it can to help after being asked to respond to reports of another alleged DV-related death in New South Wales overnight.
My view remains that victims of crime, particularly domestic violence, go through an enormous pain, enormous adversity, and it's the responsibility of the government to rally around them.
I'm Deborah Rourke. This is SBS News in Easy English.